I am fascinated, intrigued, and honored
you
by
may
the
have done what they said you did, but
they
are
magnificent.
They
marvelous.
Say you are.
You
need to know that you're okay just the way you are. The plan succeeded in you as a child.
What you've been through matters.
This podcast is designed for you.
It's
love on a mission
hope.
In a world
about
where
the
human
focus
experience
is greatly
lacking.
My name is Ginger Wilk, and we're here to talk about that which matters.
Welcome to That Which Matters. I'm very excited about this episode today. It's a topic that I really love to talk about. It's inspirational. It's something that you can share with your friends, your family members, your associates. We all need inspiration. We all need things that we can listen to and meditate on that is going to kind of get us out of some of the darker places that we're dealing with in this world today, right? There are so many fearful things around us. And to be able to focus on the good and the honorable and the pure and the inspirational is a good exercise. And so I'm going to talk about random acts of kindness. And the definition of that term, random act of kindness, is a non-premeditated, inconsistent action designed to offer kindness towards the outside world. So why is it inconsistent? Because it's not something that we plan every single day. It's not something that we do monthly. It's not something that we put into our calendar. It's something that we are thinking about in the spur of the moment or, you know, pretty close to the actual action. It's not something that we sit and plan out with friends and with others and, you know, kind of allow it to become a regular part of our lives. It can be. It can turn into something like that. But really, it's things that happen spontaneously. And it is to promote kindness. Be kind. You know, that's a phrase that you hear a lot about, whether it has to do with school and anti-bullying, whether it has to do with just being in the hospital. I've heard that, you know, there have been a lot of incidents of hostile patients towards the staff in hospitals. And, you know, so people putting up signs everywhere that says, be kind, be kind, be kind, because the more stressed out people become, the more aggravated they are and the less kind. And so random acts of kindness is a way to be able to express just that. And so I want to give you a couple of examples. One is a Hollywood example. Evan Almighty is a movie where Morgan Freeman plays God in a modern day comical version of Noah's Ark. And Steve Carell plays a politician turned into a Moses who gets bombarded into this situation with God, where he's told to please build an ark in his backyard, nonetheless. And so he does this, and it's a wonderful, marvelous, inspirational movie. But in the end, he has a conversation with God, okay? And God says, I'm so proud of you, my son. You changed the world. And Steve Carell slash Moses expresses doubt. And God says, look, you're spending more time with your family. They're happy. You've given this dog a home, which is all part of the plot. What you have done is changed the world. How do we change the world? One act of random kindness at a time. The A in act, the R in random, and the K in kindness, arc. And that pulls together the whole movie and why he had him go through this exercise. One random act of kindness at a time is how we change the world. And I believe that there's truth in that. It may have been overly exaggerated in the movie, but if we all took time to really take part in this exercise, truly there would be amazing changes that would take place in our communities and in this world. Another example is the book and movie of the real life example of two people that were from completely different worlds. In the book, The Best of Enemies, you had C.P. Ellis, who was a poor white man from North Carolina, who joined the Ku Klux Klan and became the president at one point. And Ann Atwater, a single mom from a poor black part of town, who became a civil rights activist. The two were paired up on opposite sides in a school integration issue. If you had ever or have ever watched this movie, you will know beyond a shadow of a doubt that this falls into one of the most beautiful stories that I have ever heard or you have ever heard. At the end, they become friends. At the end, they become lifelong friends. In fact, Ann Atwater actually does the eulogy at his funeral later on if that can't describe how there's redemption in that relationship, I don't know what does. But basically, in the midst of all of this, them being on both sides, he's representing the hatred and racism. She's trying to fight for the rights of Black people and the children. He comes to his senses and defies the KKK, basically just denies membership anymore and stands for truth and for the love of all humans. And as a result, he's blackballed by all of the whites in his town. They won't come to his gas station. His gas station is basically going under financially. They set fire to it. They set all of these different things in motion to try to come against him. And at the end of the movie, Ann Atwater decides to organize a caravan of cars driven by Black folks who one after another pull up to this gas station to purchase gas all in one day just to bless his business. That's a random act of kindness that really ministered deeply to somebody in this beautiful story. And so there are so many ways that we can impact others. And I want to just give you some examples of some ways that myself and my family have been able to bring forth random acts of kindness. Now, if I were to put this out there to all of you to write in or to call in or to, you know, just give me examples of what you've done, I know that there would be books and books and books. Because while I'm speaking, as you're listening to this, you're going to be reminded of things that you've done, random acts of kindness that you've taken part in. And it's good to remember that because you will understand and know that your life is not just about the stressful existence that you might have on a day-to-day basis. But I remember when I was a teenager, my youth group was going to an amusement park, and there was a plan at the beginning of the night before we reached the amusement park that we would spread out all of our cars in the toll booth, and we all paid the toll for the person behind us. So it might have been about 8 or 10 cars, and we all paid the toll for the person behind us. A random act of kindness and just something so beautiful that didn't cost a lot. As a child, I remember that in August, on about a 100-degree day, myself and my family were going on vacation. And we didn't have a lot of money. Our vacation was going to a campsite, and we were going to be renting a camper basically on the campsite. And we loved it. It was wonderful. And we looked forward to it. We didn't do anything else during the year. It was one time, but we were driving there about halfway there and our car broke down on the highway. Now, we didn't have a lot of money to pay for repairs. We didn't have AAA. We didn't have any of the towing services or anything. A random man pulled over, assessed the situation, realized that we were really stuck. He drove us all over to the nearest hotel. He facilitated the garage to tow our car over to the garage right next door to the hotel. He made sure that the garage was going to fix that car by the next morning, and he made sure that we had enough food. I think he even went out and got us food and dropped it off at the hotel. And the interesting thing is after that, my mother asked him for his name and address so that we could send him a thank you note or send him some money for, you know, all of what he did to help us. And she ended up sending him something, and it was returned to sender. So, you know, we often thought maybe that was an angel, you know. But whether it was an angel or whether it was just this beautiful man who decided to do this random act of kindness, we were ever, ever so grateful. And it was such a beautiful thing to experience. So when I look at my family members, I just want to give you some examples of some things that they have done. My husband, for instance, he does random acts of kindness all the time. And one of the things that he does is whenever he sees military veterans, wherever they are, if they have their hats that they're wearing or anything that identifies the fact that they've given their service in the military, he makes sure whenever he sees them in public that he stops and tells them, thank you for your service. I thank you so much for what you did for our country. When he sees a policeman, wherever he is, at Dunkin' Donuts, at a deli, he always steps in and buys their coffee and tells them to be careful out there, making sure that they stay safe. I remember one time we were in a sea town in Massachusetts, and we took our daughters and, you know, the four of us went out to dinner, and there was this old fisherman that was there, and he was sitting at a table all by himself. And my husband looked over and saw him, and he said, you know, When I look at this man, I think about all the history that he has in his brain. He knows this town. He knows this area. He knows about fishing. He knows about the ocean. And he invited him to come and to sit with us. And we just sat and asked him questions and allowed him to just impart all of the things that he knew and was holding on to allow him to just be able to talk about all of these things. And then we bought him dinner, and we never saw him again after that particular weekend. But we knew that that was a divine connection. That was a reason why all of that was put together. And maybe it was just to encourage an old man who didn't have anybody to have dinner with. Maybe it was for us to be able to experience the history, or maybe it was just a divine connection for both of us, but it was a random act of kindness. And I believe it was on both ends. My husband often brings cold drinks out to contractors when they're working outside, even when they're not working on our house. If he sees them down the street and they're doing work on the roads, if he sees them at a neighbor's house and they're outside in the heat, he goes and he makes sure that he pulls out the coldest bottles of water to be able to give to them. I remember that our other daughter, who was in the podcast on friendship, basically she's through the friendship that she has with my oldest daughter, we have adopted her basically into our lives. And she was in college locally, and she just put on her Snapchat story something like, "When you run out of gas in the driveway of your school." And that's all she said. It was just like kind of a funny but true Snapchat story. And my husband saw it. He reached out to her right away and asked where she was. He met her, filled up her gas tank, and gave her, I think it was a $100 Stop and Shop gift card for food, because he knew that she was going through a lot. This one is the most remarkable one that I remembered, which was that one time my husband was shopping in the mall, and there was a young man that probably identified as gay or queer, and he was at a makeup counter working in this makeup store where my husband was going to purchase something for me for Christmas. And he was putting on makeup, and one of the customers did not like the makeup that he put on her, and she said something like very harsh to him. And then some of the other employees corrected him, and then another customer said they didn't want to go to him. He was really getting ridiculed by the other people that were there working, as well as the customers. And my husband did not like it. And so he tried to figure out, what am I going to do in this situation? So he actually sat down in the chair and he asked this man to do his makeup. And he sat there, and my husband came back about an hour later, and he walked in the door and said, "Merry Christmas." And he had green eyeshadow, and he had blush on, and he had lipstick on. And we were like, "What in God's name just happened to you?" And he kind of laughed about it a little bit. And then he told us a story, and he was like, "I was not going to let one other person make this guy feel bad." And he said, "So I sat down and I let him do my makeup." And I love that story. It makes me smile to think about the fact that he had that love to be able to do that for that man. And I'm sure that it really made a big difference. My oldest daughter, I remember that when she was, I think, still in college, she went to Rockefeller Center to go skating with a friend. And the guy ahead of her in line went to rent skates, and his card was declined. And so she and her friend just stepped in and paid for him. She has a real heart for people with financial difficulties, because you know, we've been through some financial difficulties in the past. One time she was working at an ice cream store, and this father came in with three little kids, and he had cash in his hand to buy them ice cream. And that's all he had, was the cash. And so she rung up all of the ice creams, whatever the kids wanted, whatever he wanted, and it exceeded the cash that he had in his hand. And so she saw the look on his face when she told him the amount, and he looked at the money that he had in his hand. And so she just said, "Hold on a second." And she went and she reconfigured the price, putting in her employee discount. So the price came down, and he was able to manage to buy the ice cream for his kids and not be embarrassed or ashamed or feeling mortified that his kids were not going to have the ice cream. And he just looked at her and he just mouthed "thank you" to her. And I thought that that was such a beautiful thing that she stepped in and did that with such sensitivity. My youngest daughter recently, a man that she works with who is very private, somewhat grumpy at times, doesn't really like a lot of other employees, but he does like her a lot, was going through a really difficult situation. He had a death in his family, a real tragic death in his family, and she didn't know what to do. She didn't know how to help him because he's not verbal about those things. He definitely wouldn't open up to her about it. You know, she didn't want to like make too much of a deal out of it and write him a card. And, you know, she just didn't know how to approach it. But she knew that he loves vanilla ice cream from this one particular place. And so she ordered, I think, a quart of his favorite vanilla ice cream and had it delivered to his house through Uber Eats anonymously. And she felt really, really good about the decision that she made because it was something that was able to bless him and encourage him without putting too much attention on it. I also think about, you know, things with animals. We can have random acts of kindness with animals. I remember my youngest daughter, a bird slammed into our glass slider. And, you know, it was just one of those days where he just was, you know, going his way, flying at whatever, you know, miles per hour that he does normally. And he went right into the slider and fell to the ground. And he was just in that state of shock. And so she opened up that door and she took like a piece of paper or a tissue or something. And she just sat and caressed the bird and just talked to the bird and just, you know, kept encouraging him. It's okay. You're going to be okay. You know, come on, you know, you can do it. And before you know it, the bird finally came to and began to fly on his way. And I thought that that was such a beautiful random act of kindness. When I think about things that have been done for us in my family, there are so many things that I can't even begin to recount. When we were going through really difficult times financially, there were gift cards that would come into the house left and right, the mailbox, you know, without us saying anything, people just knew God put it on their hearts. People would hand us something cash. They would hand us a gift card. They would pay a bill for us. We had a couple of people that gave us cars. I mean, it's just unbelievable expressions of love that we would never be able to just sit and record. There are just too many. But a couple of things come to mind in specific. One was that my brother-in-law knew that we had run out of oil in our house, and our girls were really small at the time. And it was a very difficult time for us financially, and buying oil, like that was a lot of money for us to come up with in an unexpected way. And so he just showed up one day. He drove an hour and a half. He showed up and he delivered wood for our wood-burning stove so that we could have heat that way. And then he gave us cash for oil. And he put it in an envelope, and on the envelope, and I will never forget this, it said, "No way these girls go cold." And I remember just thinking that the heart, that's what motivated him, because our little girls, the idea of them being cold, oh, that he couldn't stand that. And he made for darn sure to come and to take care of that situation so that they would be comfortable. And that was such a beautiful, beautiful display of love. I remember at one point, my husband had reached out to a local agency because the girls were going back to school. And, you know, again, it was a continuation of a difficult time for us financially. And the organization called him up and said, you know, we have backpacks ready for you. And we're just thinking it's going to be these, you know, Marshalls $9.99 backpacks that are just empty. You know what I mean? And we were grateful for that. So it wasn't an issue. But my husband went and picked them up, and they were packed to the capacity that you couldn't fit anything else in there. There was everything that you could imagine, from highlighters to magic markers to pencils to pens to calculators to tons of notebooks and folders. And in the front pocket, I believe there was a $100 gift card, Visa gift card, so that the girls could go and buy clothes. And I'll never forget that day where not only were they so proud because the backpacks were beautiful, they had everything that they needed. And on top of which, they took that gift card, they bought some clothes, they went to CVS and got some gum. You know, they just bought what they needed and what they wanted to get them ready for this new year of school. And it was such a beautiful display of love. And I will never forget it. We sent them a thank you note, and I will never forget that. During that time, we had lost our home. This was many, many years ago. And somebody dropped off brownies at the door in our new house when we moved to our new house with just a simple little note. They knew what happened. They didn't try to get into it, but they just dropped off some brownies for us, and it was such a beautiful thing. So I could go on and on and on. And I know that right now, wherever you are and whatever you're thinking about, it's probably about times that people have done something similar for you in your life. Maybe not as dramatic as some of these things, but you will recall it because I know that it happens all the time. And you probably will be thinking about things that you have done. And maybe it's a good reminder for all of us to get back to that, to come to a point in our lives where we realize that we can't let what's happening around us in the news or in the communities around us or in whatever side you are on politics, we can't let those things cause division and snuff out the ability to be kind to one another, the ability to encourage somebody, to be sensitive to what somebody might be going through and what they might need at this particular time. A quote, a very good quote that I selected is from Amelia Earhart, and it states, "A single act of kindness throws out roots in all directions, and the roots spring up and make new trees." And so think about that. Think about the fact that they're random, right? It's just like seeds. We have seeds that we just sprinkle all over the place in the fields or wherever it is, the gardens and things like that. We don't know how every single one of those seeds is going to sprout up, but we know that there will be growth. Growth will happen. So we're not doing it to try to get a result out of it, but we are getting a result. There's a result in their lives. There's a result in our lives as we do these random acts of kindness. One of the things I want to challenge you to do is actually, and this should be pretty close to the time that this podcast is launching, but even if you're listening to this podcast way beyond this time frame, please pay attention to this charge every single day. But February 14th to the 20th is the Random Acts of Kindness Week that is designated. And so I would like you to think about that during that week and then during your lives, to try to think about one random act of kindness that you can do for another person and then keep it going after that. Some ideas are that we can leave flowers at a hospital and let the nurses decide who to give them to, the one that needs them the most. Maybe there's a person that nobody has visited them. The whole time that they've been in the hospital, nobody's been there. And that person needs those flowers. You might not know it, I might not know it, but the nurses would, or somebody working there would. Donate some new stuffed animals to the EMS departments locally to have in the ambulances and to give to the scared children that have to take that ambulance ride, whether it's with a parent or whether it's themselves because they're sick. Just a simple thing. I remember at one point, I believe it was like a Girl Scout troop or a younger one, maybe the Brownies, that would go to Build-A-Bear and make these stuffed animals, you know, pay the money to make them, put their love into it, and then donate it all to EMS. And I think that's a beautiful, beautiful act of kindness. Send an email out at work on a regular basis praising somebody. When you see something that somebody does that is commendable, send out an email praising them and copy their bosses, copy their supervisors, or copy the pastor if it's in the church or somebody in the community, or even if it's somebody that serviced you in some way, customer service wise, like you called them for something, they did a great job, definitely with surveys and so forth, but sometimes an extra special step of commending a person for something that they've done. I remember going into doing a lot of work in the prisons, and a lot of times, you know, there's just so much going on between the correctional officers and people that are coming in, and it's not always the best of relationship. But I remember one time there was a correctional officer who was always so nice, and he just was so gentle with the inmates, and he was a great example. And I wrote a letter to the warden praising him for what he did, and he thanked me a gazillion times after that. But I didn't do it for the thank you. I did it because he deserved it and because it took me all of about 10 minutes to do, and it made all of the difference. Pay for somebody's coffee at Starbucks or Dunkin' Donuts. Pay for somebody's dinner. Give a $50 tip to a waiter or a waitress when they really are only supposed to get 10. You know, just try to do something. Leave a random note somewhere, or, you know, just do something. I remember one time my husband even bought flowers for one of my sisters who had just gone through a divorce on Mother's Day. And he just did it anonymously. He just left it on her doorstep and just said an encouraging note with no signature on it. You know, there's those situations that happen. And so I want to encourage you, in the Bible, the biblical example is the Good Samaritan. Please read that story. A person who came, cared for somebody, brought them, transported them to a place in an inn where they could be cared for, paid for their medical care. And not only that, but this was somebody who mostly the Samaritans were hated by the Jews in the Bible. And so it was someone that has probably gone through adversity themselves, but they did a random act of kindness. And so please think about this. Think about the beautiful acts of kindness that have been done towards you, and think about the ones that you have delivered, and think about more that can be done. Let's be kind to one another, appreciate one another, and celebrate one another in what we do, changing the world one random act of kindness at a time. Thank you so much for listening.
In collaboration with IML Productions, this has been your host, Ginger Wilk, with That Which Matters. Thank you for listening.